Now, I want to take you back to the summer. Our reporter Terry Flanagan made a report about the Great Irish Fossil Hunt. This was a nationwide citizen science project led by University College Cork as part of Ireland's Fossil Heritage Programme. The initiative invited people from every corner of the country to search for fossils in both natural landscapes and urban settings.
So the Great Irish Fossil Hunt, this is our latest campaign, and we're calling on the public to get out and find these examples of fossils in our urban areas, in our towns and cities, on the coast as well, in the natural rock outcrops, and take a photograph and send it to us. So we've got a special form, you can access it on our website, upload the photo of the fossil, tell us where you found it, and give us the GPS location, which you can get from Google Maps on your phone. We're going to use all of this information from the public to produce a new fossil map of Ireland.
From rocky outcrops and beaches to building stones and pavements, participants helped uncover hundreds of fossil sites, creating a richer picture of Ireland's ancient past. And I'm glad to say that Mooney Goes Wild listeners were among them. This email says, "Hello, my pal Barbara found a fossil by her bus stop in Phibsborough. It's a really cool golden spiral shape and it's now added to the fossil map. Barbara is really delighted with herself, so I'd love her to take a call from you to talk about her find. If you were following up on the fossil map as an item on the show." Well, we got her number and we got in contact with her, and Terry met with Barbara to find out more about her great find.
Terry, come here. We have it. Here it is here.
Yeah. Barbara, how are you?
Hiya, Terry.
What a bad morning.
I know, it's dreadful.
But still, what we've come to see is still here.
Unbelievably, it is,
okay.
Yeah.
Tell me what we're here to see.
Well, I suppose I wanted to show you the fossil I found on St. Peter's Church, or on the walls of St. Peter's Church.
Now, that's where we are now. We're in Phibsborough, and we're outside this really iconic church. We're looking up there at the spire. It just goes up into the sky. It's almost hidden in the clouds today. It's such a poor day. Mm. But what we're looking at is down here on the walls
of
the church.
Yeah.
Just show me some of you.
So this is it here. This is it here. Look at this. It's so beautiful. I love it. I call it my stone. But yeah, it's a fossil I found back in, I'd say it was February, March of 2024.
Right.
Just out of my lunch break. I have no background in fossils, no particular experience with fossils. But yeah, just out walking on my lunch break. I worked up in Phibsborough and this caught my eye.
Now, I've walked down here just before you arrived, and there's actually more than that fossil here as well.
Wow.
You've seen some of the others, have you?
Yeah. But again, my knowledge is limited, Terry, so right. Yeah, spotted a few bits, yeah.
Now, what did you do after you spotted it?
Well, I was very excited. I mean, the joy, I think I really was taken aback. It was a lovely day, and just to find this gem, you know? And yeah, I suppose the more I kind of sat with it and, just went by it, and I'd be up and down to it for a little while, just how precious this is in the wall. This, not a time capsule, but a kind of a reminder of how small we are,
Well, when you think of how long we're on Earth here, we're only on Earth here as humans a very, very short period of time. I think if we go back to Usher's time, a very famous Archbishop, James Usher, a very learned man, and he said that God created the earth in the year 4004 BC. In fact, he said that he created the earth on a particular day in October. I think it was the 23rd of October, 16th of October, at midday. So that would mean we're only about 6,000 years old. But we now know that the earth is not thousands of years old. It's not millions of years old. It's billions of years old. And these fossils are literally here for eons in the wall. And people have been walking by them.
Yeah, and this is right beside the bus that goes down to Cabra and Finglas. That's what gets me, you know.
Now, you got in touch with the Great Fossil Hunt. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, I just spotted it on Facebook. They had a shout out for anybody finding fossils in the kind of more built environment, in the urban environment. And yeah, I suppose it fitted perfectly with what I'd found, just something that you'll come across. It's there. You can share it with everybody, anybody can find this fossil. It's just joyful, just to Yeah, to be part of that project and to have my fossil up there on the map. It's brilliant.
So that's what happened, wasn't it? Once they went around the country and checked all of these fossils, they created a map. This is scientists down in UCC, Professor Maria McNamara and her team. And you're now up on the map.
Now I'm up on the map. I know, I'm delighted with myself. And just, you know, I just think it has such a special kind of message for us, you know, that the kind of like step back, see the bigger picture, you know, just taking that. Yeah, yeah. That there's a lot, you know, in a way, we're, as you say, we're just a little speck. Yeah. We're a little speck in this big universe. And how comforting in a way that can be, you know.
Now, these fossils here, they're crinoids, I think. Crinoids are little animals that lived on the seafloor. When you look at some of them here, the way they've been kind of distorted, they look like polo mints. Have you seen that?
Mm. That's it, like almost like broken polo mints.
Exactly,
yeah.
They look like plants. I think they were called sea lilies at one time. Oh. But they're animals, and they used to filter feed in the water. And that's going back, you're talking maybe 500 million years ago. Now,
amazing.
500 million years ago, to think the dinosaurs went extinct 65 million years ago. So that's five times as long.
Unbelievable.
And they're still here on the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible,
isn't it? It's incredible, absolutely. Yeah.
Have you developed then an interest in fossils since you've seen this one here?
Well, look, I think it's part of a bigger interest just in nature, being out in nature, the kind of, I suppose, the healing capacity of nature for us all. You know, for me, that's my interest, really, you know. But I live near the sea. Look, I brought along a few fossils that I'm here in my basket, just things that I find along the way. And they're there, they're right under your foot, you know, they're just gems, you know.
Some of the exciting ones you showed me, some of the amniotes and that you have here. It's amazing to think that just lying on the seashore, anybody can pick these up.
Anyone can pick them. If you're out in Bray, anywhere along the coast there, they're just there. They're there. And you might think they're just a mark on the stone, but look closely.
They are everywhere, because I was with Maria McNamara, Professor Maria McNamara, as I said earlier on in the summer, and we were at Clonmel Courthouse. Mm. And just on the facade there, there were fossils in the columns. And people walk by, and these are huge fossils. I'm talking the size of dinner plates and bigger. And people just walk by and they don't realise it.
They don't realise it. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's amazing in the urban landscape.
But what have you learned then from the fossils?
Oh, look, it's just been joy. I suppose that's it. It's just been pure joy to find, to come across, as I say, in the urban landscape. But also, humbling, you know, that... I know it's interesting, it's coming to Christmas, you know, but we get so caught up in everything and, you know, it can be a difficult time. But it maybe there is a message there somewhere in the fossil to step back, you know, get a bit of perspective. You know, is this that important in the bigger scheme? You know, so for me, that's what I would take from the fossils.
Well, what I've learned from the fossils for years, I always thought it was, well, it's just a few bones or it's just a few teeth and that. But there's so much more than that. There's amber, there's tracks. And nowadays, I know in UCC, they're doing fantastic work down there. They're actually looking at the feathers. They're looking within the fossils. They're looking at proteins. They're looking to see what these animals may have eaten. They're looking at within the stomach contents. They're looking at the poo of fossils. So there is so much to learn from them.
Okay, yes. Look, I'm hearing it from you there now, Terry.
Well, amazing. We used to think that the dinosaurs had become extinct. Mm-hmm. But we now know that they didn't all become extinct, that some of them evolved into birds. So the birds that we see here flying around here, plenty of crows and gulls around us here in Fiddlesworth, the spot, they actually evolved from dinosaurs. So there's so much to learn from dinosaurs.
So much to learn. Oh, absolutely. And just to enjoy. I keep coming back to the wonder and awe and the enjoyment, you know, that's there for us all.
What do your friends think when you're walking along the street and you're looking at walls and you're looking at the ground and you're saying, oh, here's another one here?
Well, look, I think they're just as excited. You know, it's just always wonder and awe. You know, we're all into like collecting and looking at stuff and engaging with nature. I mean, that's it.
So when you go for a ramble now on the beach or in the city or wherever it is, you keep an eye out for fossils.
Oh, I do. I'm like, if you know me, I'm a bit of a hawkeye, you know, bit of a magpie. So I'll notice things. Yeah.
Okay, tell me somewhere where you've noticed some apart from Fiddlesworth.
As I say, I live near the beach. Yeah. So that is the place where I find fossils, you know. But from what you're saying, if I just look, it would be interesting to know if there's any on Grafton Street, when we're in shopping, you know.
Well, I know you're talking about shopping centres at the Kildare Village.
Really?
When you're down the Kildare Village, when you're walking along on the ground and you're just looking at the tiles on the ground, particularly going into the toilets there, they're full of fossils.
Oh, well, look, isn't that great for your shoppers? Setting in now, we'll have to have a look under their feet. Yeah.
Well, listen, keep up the good work with the fossil hunting.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah. And congratulations on your find here.
Thank you.
It's a lovely brachiopoda you have
gorgeous.
Here.
Yeah.
And congratulations on your entry in the fossil book.
Oh, thanks so much, Terry. It's been brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Barbara. And well done on that historic find. Just goes to show you, our Mooney Goes Wild listeners are very alert indeed. Thank you too, Terry. We'll talk to you next week.